One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, America and other America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul here with Jeremy Shear.
That's me.
Tabitha Jones.
That's me.
And Kyle Honhorst.
Still alive, baby.
Still alive. What are the odds all four of us are still alive?
If you had told me in March that by August all four of us would still be here, I honestly wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. I would, I mean, with or without COVID, it would have been a hard sell, but, but in addition to the pandemic and the Civil War, opening shots fired in the Civil War. So, are we gonna get coats this time? Do you guys think we'll get color coded coats this time? This go round of the Civil War.
There'll be a lot of red hats. Just, you know, outside of that, I don't know. It's gonna be red hats versus black skinny jeans.
Yeah. It's like shirts and skins, like in backyard sports and shit. So it's red hats and hair or whatever.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants, having a backyard and shit.
Backyard sports.
Yeah, check your backyard privilege, Chris.
I know, not everyone has a backyard.
It's because they don't work hard enough, Chris. The government's not just going to give you a fucking backyard.
Pull yourselves up by the bootstraps and earn that backyard.
My neighbor that works really, really hard on his lawn just put up a Trump sign. So now I'm going to start working real. I'm going to make, like, I got to make my lawn even better. I think that's the only recourse.
He'll hate you more if you let your lawn get shittier.
No, I do, believe me, and it's not worried. They don't hate me enough. But we did order a giant Biden flag, so.
Yeah, fight flags.
I want to get into, like, a lawnmower fight with them. It was, like, on a Family Guy or something. They were fighting with lawnmowers like they were swords. I'm going to do that. Mark, fuck them.
Don't get a Biden flag. Get an Antifa flag. Just the logo of the people are nuts.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's even
better. We do have BLM.
Yeah.
We wrote BLM on the front window in very big letters. Because of the awning, you can't really tell from the road. But
the new boomer thing right now, I've seen like five people post it that are older that I know, and I've seen it in a couple groups, is that Antifa.com leads to JoeBiden.com. And they're like, what is that about? Like, somebody bought Antifa.com and fucking linked it, you dumb bitch. How stupid are we?
There's this lady out here in Mentor called Anna Packin. Anna Perrick is her name. And we looked at, we were going to buy Anna Perrick is a dumb cunt.com. And just link it to her Facebook.
What is she? One of these like Karen haircut moms that make videos about how all lives matter?
No, well, she's posted 3 or 4 videos. She lives out in Mentor, and she's posted several videos of herself just berating service workers for asking her to wear a mask and just being a real pain in the ass. She's got a really annoying voice.
Is that the lady in the DMV?
Yeah, the one in the DMV. Yeah. I'm a compet, but I'm here to accompany my boyfriend.
Yeah,
I'm accompanying my boyfriend.
Of course, she's from fucking Ohio.
We did a little, let's call it research, and she was at a restaurant out in Mentor and had like posted that she was there, and we were gonna go, but I think. I don't think I know Amber would have beat her up, so I didn't think it was a good idea to go.
That's the whole reason you should go.
Yeah.
Instigate.
You should stick her on her and then run like hell.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, 3 strikes and you're out. And not that far from 3. Is Ohio a 3-strike state?
I don't think it is. I think that's mainly a California thing.
Oh, well, I gotta go. Maybe you watch a Karen fight.
Yeah. Good stuff.
What else is going on?
Is that bitch making money off of those videos? Is like she getting Facebook money?
Yeah, I don't know. But the video, I mean, they're what do we call it? We call it viral. They're viral.
Oh no.
I'm not sure what that means anymore. They've been watched a lot. She's very annoying. I think it's the one nice thing about all the videos and things I've done in comedy that haven't been watched a lot is I know that they're at least not like the kind of train wreck that people send around and go, look at this asshole. It's the only solace I can take from never having gone viral for anything.
There is a video that went viral on Reddit that I was in, where it was me screaming at a guy while he was on stage. Got like 60,000 views or something like that.
Apparently, I'm not really on Reddit, but I understand that there are dozens and dozens of Chad Zumok hate subreddits.
Really?
Yes, just a lot of people hating the fuck out of Chad Zumok on Reddit.
What? I'm going.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And it's all like people just taking everything he posts on Twitter and all kinds of stuff and just building a case against him and shit like that. It's pretty great,
man. You can say what you want about Chad Zumok, but he is influencing a lot of people's lives with this stupid bullshit.
I mean, he's influencing their time on Reddit. I don't know if that means much, because like so are fucking ghost stories.
So Chad Zumok is basically the ghost stories of comedy.
Yeah. I wish I still had the screen cap of I think it was funny, if I say so myself, when he asked if he won any Cleveland Comedy Awards, and I replied, best security cam video. I wish I had that screen cap to post to the subreddits about him. I'm going to make a Chris Klim subreddit.
Uh-oh.
About how he's in shape He's a bully. He's a bully. No. He's in shape.
If you're starting some weird anti-Chris Klemm subreddit, then I have to start some sort of weird pro-Chris Klemm subreddit.
Well, that's the American way. make the problem and the solution.
Isn't it CJ now? Or is he still CJ, or did he get fat again? Chris Klemm is dead, bro.
Okay, then I'll make a weird pro, like, CJ Klemm Reddit. There you go. Sorry, CJ Klemm. I didn't mean to call you not CJ Klemm. No, go ahead. I was just going to keep being a bitch.
If he's going to be CJ, he needs to post a picture of him in a tank top walking down an alley going, "Oh shit, here we go again." Like at the beginning of Grand Theft Auto.
The challenge is out there. You heard it, CJ Klemm.
I want to kidnap him and turn him into a walrus.
Look, I still call TM Francis TM Francis, even though he doesn't go by that anymore.
What's he go by? What does TM stand for?
TM stands for Tom.
So he just took the O out?
Holy shit!
Like he's done to every lady he's ever met.
Damn.
Yeah, like his Twitter is like Tom's a pun now. But I still call him TM, I don't care. So it's gonna take a lot for me to switch from calling Chris CJ.
Yeah, I hate it. I think if I'm going to respect someone requesting a new name, they have to have a whole identity switcheroo. Then I'll do it. Because I'm politically correct.
Politically correct. Okay.
There's been a lot of heat on Kyle's, but K.E. Honhorse doesn't work. I'll just keep being a douchebag.
KL. KY Honhorse.
KY Honhorse.
KY. Just
sliding in there.
KY Honhorse sliding in them DMs.
How much grease do you think it would take to get him across the slip and slide?
Not much.
Probably not much.
All right.
That so blubber
an idea for your entrance.
I'll go to work and I'll ask him what lube is the best for.
What's the best lube for sliding a fat guy?
Yeah, rocketing a fat guy down a slip and slide. My boss is just gonna be like, "Well, does he want to tingle while he does it?"
I do want it to be strawberry flavored.
That's probably an existing kink.
Probably.
Yeah, we can start up that ad hominem OnlyFans. It's just be me doing slip and slide videos.
You gotta slide down ass first.
Tabitha, what's the number one thing bought in the old sex shops? Like, what are people buying there?
Like, honestly, like, a bunch of people are just, like, someone just, like, running in because their vibrator died. And they're like, I need a new one. And it's like, oh, okay. But no, like, it's just a wide array of things. We'll get you back up and running. Yeah, we'll get you up and running. You want to upgrade? You want to get a rechargeable one for, like, $5 more? And they're like, sure, okay. I'm like, okay,
you gotta cool. Do the upsell. You upsell on the dildos?
Not really. They're like,
I see you've bought a 6-inch here. Maybe, maybe you would like an 8.
you think you take it? You think you go with that? I believe in you. Here you go. Like a very, very lax job because they're like, they don't want us like being pushy with people. Like, in like this setting, you know? So it's just like, you know, like you come in and get what you want. And like,
yeah, it does seem like a very kind of like, okay, that's what you want. That's fine. Everything's fine here.
Yeah, go ahead. Like if there's something,
you know, your body.
Just like we have something that's like better or like we recommend more and they have like something different, we're just like, hey, just so you know, this is why this is better. Mm-hmm. And like, that's it.
I've noticed you've bought a pink one. I'd like to point you to the black wall, the back wall.
Sorry. Have you had anybody come in that you know yet? And they just come up to the counter like, oh, Tabitha.
No, I haven't.
And you're like, hi, Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Thomas. Who is that?
That's going to be fun when that happens.
I'm sure it will. I already had a lady that I helped one day come back and be like, help me buy more shit. And I'm like, cool, okay. It's nice. No, it's really, really, like, low pressure. I'm used to them being, like, make them fucking want the lotion. If you don't do everything you can to make them want this fucking lotion, like, we're gonna talk about it. Let's talk about your sales. And instead, they're like, no, yeah. If, like, you go up and talk to someone and they don't want to talk to you, just leave them the fuck alone. And I'm like, wow, cool. I don't have to just bug people as my job.
No, yeah. It's like, yeah, this stuff sells itself.
Exactly. You're there for a reason. We have, like, it's just, like, baffling to me though, all the new stuff that comes out, and just like they were like marketing this one just like weird precision vibrator as like they said it like on the description, it's like it looks so high tech you could pull it out in the middle of a work meeting and no one would bat an eye. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to use it for? Like, you're just going to set it on the table, like, with no word. And no one's going to say anything about this weird, like, little triangular, like, wide base, weird little flippy pointed top, like, device that you just pulled out. What the fuck are you going to tell them that is?
The only real response to that is the... the Jeff Goldblum meme.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, we were so busy asking if we could.
Yeah. There's, like, we have, like, a bunch that, like, you can fill it with water so they come. And that's all I do. Like, I just wonder. I'm just like, well, how? Why? You said it could happen.
Come water?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can put lube in it, but it's gonna get gross after a while, so you gotta, like, there's, like, more upkeep with that.
You should make it come hand sanitizer.
Oh, hell yeah. That is what our tester should come.
Fill it with hand sanitizer. And that's the kind of innovation that's gonna propel us into the future during the age of coronavirus. It's the ingenuity. That's why we call him KY Honhorst right there.
Hell yeah, dude. Did I send you guys that thing from the CDC when it was talking about, like, practicing sex over COVID? They're like, trying to use barriers like glory holes. And I was like, oh shit, this is on the website. Glory holes are now safe. According to the CDC.
It is. This whole year is like everything we knew was wrong. It's all wild. Speaking of 2020 being shitty, RIP Chadwick Boseman.
Holy shit.
Yeah, fucking that was...
Black Panther.
Fucks me up. So fucking sad. Like,
yeah.
As a human being, and just tragically, like, as a symbol and everything, like, what a shitty time.
Yep. Yeah.
It seemed like he was a pretty good dude, too. Like, everything you read about him, it's like, yeah. Fuck. Like, he wasn't just, like, a prick either.
Exactly. Literally every story is just someone being, like, another great thing about Chadwick Boseman. Just like, come on.
Yeah.
One of the many comics that, you know, you become friends with when you do this shit posted this big, long thing. He went to fucking Howard with him, and he was... It was quite eloquent, and, like, it was really interesting to read, but, like, this guy's a comic, and, like, he's not making money yet, you know, but, like, he got his first TV gig, and, like, he said that, like, he fucking texts him still, like, after all these years, and, like, he's in Black Panther, and, like, this guy's just trying to get, like, he got his first TV credit, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Damn.
You know.
Yeah, he seemed like a great dude.
Like, he's going around the hospitals when he had cancer, visiting cancer kids. I'm like, Jesus, dude. Like, that's...
Yeah. I think that's what, like, makes it, like, 10 times more, like, hard-hitting. It's not just, like, he fucking, like, car accident or something. It's like he's been sick for fucking years.
Yeah, this whole time. He's in, fucking killing it in, the two biggest, whatever you think of comic book movies, the two biggest movies of all time, Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, on as far as, like, an epic scale.
Yeah.
Like, and just fucking killing it with, like, all these movie stars that have been around forever, and he's like, the new guy. And Civil War, like, he's probably the best part, arguably the best part of that, and that, like, they fucking introduced Spider-Man to that universe and that, and, like, it's this huge event, and he just came in, like, as this D-list character that no one really ever even thought would make a good movie, and fucking crushed it.
I've never seen any of those movies, by the way, because I'm not a fucking nerd. I knew him as Vontaze Mack in Draft Day. The Browns drafted him. Kevin Costner on that paper. Vontae, is it Vontae?
It's Vontae.
Vontae Mack, no matter what. Yeah, that piece of paper. I was like, hell yeah. I still think we should have took Bo Callahan, but I'm a dumb sports fucking Monday morning quarterback. But yeah, I don't know. I might have to watch Black Panther now. They said he's great in it. I've never seen it. But I've never seen any of the movies, so it's not because I'm racist.
Well, I mean, Black Panther, you don't have to know what's going on.
He's just a bully. Yeah, hey, Black Panther. What?
Kyle's a bully now?
Yeah, he's a pity boy. Picking on nerds.
Damn.
Picking on nerds, dismissing comic book movies. Oh, just a few nerds watch those billion-dollar movies. Get out of here.
Kyle, you should talk to Dylan about that, because he is also far too cool for comic book movies.
Good. Dylan fucking rocks. We'll talk fucking vinyls. Tell Dylan I found a hip-hop record store over in Slavic Village.
Hell yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'll tell him.
Yeah, dude. Rocks. Yeah, no, I get it. It's, you know, that's why our country's falling to shit. It's because everybody's a nerd now. Like, it's, you
know. I don't think that
nobody knows how to fucking build anything. What's these red comic
books? Basically, I think it's that attitude that's actually. Yeah, fuck science nerds.
It's almost, no. Never mind.
It looks like we're on the opposite sides of the Civil War, Chris.
Damn.
Not kidding. Yeah, I'm joking. I'm not racist. I'm not a racist piece of shit. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Yeah, the only N word Kyle uses is nerd.
Yeah.
That's too bad, Kyle. You should check out at least Captain America, because you look like if Captain America ate the blob. That's a nerd reference. That CJ Clem will get that one.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't discredit those movies. Like, I understand, like, they're like the fucking how big they are. People love them. I never read comic books growing up, so like it's just never been like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this. Like, I don't hate them. I watched all the Batman series, and I like those. So I'm sure that's not the best one, but
I just wanted to build up to a joke of Kyle being a fat Captain America, so I could say, "Get this man a meal." See if you saw those, you would know what a sweet
man. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't get the reference, but I will take the meal.
There's a scene where Black Panther Chadwick Boseman is referring to Captain America. He says, "Get this man a shield." It was in all the trailers. This is a really good delivery. Yeah, oh well.
R.I.P. Chadwick.
Get this man a meal. R.I.P.
Chadwick.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, what else did he do? He played, James Brown too?
Yep.
Yeah, have you guys seen that movie?
I don't think I have.
I haven't. I'm going to check it out, though.
I haven't. I'm not a fucking nerd.
You know, I don't like fucking music, dude. I'm sorry. I don't really hate comic book nerds either. It's all good.
I'm not that upset.
I didn't think so. I don't care about your feelings.
You're lost. Actually, if I were going to tell you to watch any of them, Thor Ragnarok is a great comedy. Like, just as a comedy, it's really good.
100%.
Yeah.
Because I kind of fell out with a bunch of, I don't know, I didn't read comic books. So I just like kind of fell in with Avengers and was like, this is cool. And then like immediately fell back out. But like Thor Ragnarok, absolutely spectacular. Yeah. Don't got to be a nerd to like that one.
So if I was going to dive in, what three movies are going to get me hooked?
Captain America 2.
Or a trilogy, I guess. Or if it's like, I don't know how to ask the question.
If I were going to pick three of them that I think, like, if you watch these three, you will go back and work your way through the whole experience. I would go Captain America 2. Thor Ragnarok. And I don't know, Infinity War. Because I don't think, I mean, I think nerds get that shit wrong all the time where they're like, no, you have to see this whole, all of them. I don't think you do. I think any of them you could watch on their own, but it's just people that have seen them all do, like, they don't want to think they wasted a bunch of time. And two, it is more rewarding when they reference other things, but the other things they reference, you don't have to, like, it's still going to make sense without having seen it.
Right.
I think that's just
said almost all the Marvel movies are origin stories for something.
Yeah, I mean, the first phase mostly is. But, like, Ant-Man kind of is, but there's already, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just how he gets the suit. I don't know if I would call it an origin story. But, yeah.
What about Blank Man? Where does Blank Man stack up?
Blank Man is a classic piece of cinema that's required viewing.
Oh, yes.
In any cinematic universe.
Isn't it one of the bald ones? Blank Man?
Damon Wayne.
Yes. Different family, Chris.
Okay. How about Duckman? Do you guys remember
Duckman? Duckman is amazing.
Yeah, dude, I used to love Duckman.
On USA Up All Night.
What, the critic? Yeah, that whole lineup of TV that they were putting out there, those cartoons were great. I don't even know where you can go watch them. I was watching that show Coach because all of our internets went out, so I just had the antennas going. And I got way into Coach for about 2.5 hours on Friday night.
I liked when Coach and Wings were on back-to-back on cable. Wings. It's the dude that was in the remake of the show.
It's called Wangs.
No. Nuh-uh. No, yes, and for you. I'll take that bit and stop it in its tracks. Now, give me a location and a job. No takers? All right.
Your mouth and blow.
Yeah. No one heard you. You were cutting out.
Well, that's probably for the best.
Good. Oh, does the bird from Aladdin have anything to say about the Civil War?
The bird from Aladdin got fired from his last job when he spoke up on the Civil War.
Damn. Oh, no. That is the truth.
I figure him for the type that's pooping on statues. Pooping on Confederate statues.
Possibly.
Maybe we'll do an original IP that's a bird that poops on Confederate statues. Maybe it doesn't have to be from Aladdin. This is just a cool bird.
What other bird is there?
I don't know. There's like chickens and pigeons. Could be a pigeon. There's all kinds of birds.
Is there any famous pigeons?
They used to be dinosaurs.
What about Toucan Sam?
The only famous pigeon I could think of is the one that was it Tesla that was in love with a penguin? I think it was. And Mike Tyson had penguins. Not penguins, I'm sorry. Pigeon. Pigeons.
He probably owns some penguins too. You're probably not wrong.
Could be. He did have a tiger. He might have had all kinds of shit. Kinds of animals. What's going on, guys?
I don't know. I've been drinking all day, so I'm a little, you know.
Sounds like your internet's been drinking, too.
My internet's off. This is on my fucking big-ass data. You've been crackling all day, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy, you sound like shit.
Really? I thought Jeremy seemed more peppy than he has been in about 6 weeks.
He's more spry for sure, but his internet sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the change in hair did you some good.
Possibly. Now he's acting like he's froze.
Yeah, he's either dead or he froze.
Welcome to the roast of Jeremy's Wi-Fi. I'm just gonna fucking lay into his Wi-Fi and how shitty
my
it is.
My Wi-Fi.
Yes.
It's so dumb, but it feels so good.
I'm so fucking a Borat impression will never not be fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. There's nothing anyone can tell me. Borat. My wife.
Very nice.
Jeremy, it's your turn.
I missed the last 5 minutes.
Just do a Borat impression.
Do a Borat impression, Jeremy.
This is Tabitha. She is number 3 ranked prostitute in City of Lakewood.
Yeah. Woohoo. That high, I'm making some money.
I find it Pamela Anderson's. Pamela Sanderson's.
You're the I just want us all to be Borat impersonators. Imagine all of us dressed as Borat. Imagine it.
How far have we fallen from the grace of the comedy gods? Just taking turns doing Borat impressions on a podcast. What the fuck happened to us? We were so funny.
This is the best it's ever been.
My wife.
We had a belt and people. Whole crowds.
I'm gonna have to, when we come back, we're gonna have a Borat impression belt. It's gonna be the exact same belt. It's gonna say my wife on it, and it's gonna have a big mustache underneath of it. And part of the new show format, when we're allowed to have shows again, is gonna be we're gonna have roast battles, and then we're gonna have Borat battles, and everyone's gonna battle it out with their Borat impression.
Yeah, fuck a roast battle. It's just all Borat now. We're changing it. I hope Phil Eckenrod's got a Borat now, dude.
I'm on board if we can do an undercard of Tommy Wiseau impression offs.
Ooh, that'll be the opener. We're warming up the crowd with it.
Welcome to Roast Battle, Greg.
So fucking
they're tearing me apart.
Oh my god,
I was watching a YouTube video, and it's how many layers of shit. It's Tommy Wiseau critiquing scenes from the film about him making his film.
Oh, so yeah. It's,
he's going over scenes from The Disaster Artist. And I think the next step is I want to do YouTube videos critiquing Tommy Wiseau's critiques of The Disaster Artist. Just get real crazy with it. Have you guys seen his Joker audition?
Yeah, I think I saw that floating around.
I think I have, actually, and just weird passing. Wasn't it pretty, like, outrageous?
Yeah, it's really bad. The worst
part Yeah.
His inflection on stuff, on line readings, is so bad. He did one take of he's doing the Heath Ledger Joker, and he goes, why so serious? Just completely dead faced. Why so serious? We make a Batman movie, Greg. Anyways.
Tab, did you finish Sopranos yet?
Nah, man. See, I fell into this fun little trap called rewatching all of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, you and my wife.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Kyle, wait. We have to stop the podcast. You just said my wife naturally.
Yeah.
So let's do that one more time. Let's roll back. Okay.
We're gonna start over.
Ask me if I've finished Sopranos yet.
Yo, Tabzy, did you finish Sopranos yet?
No, I actually haven't, because you see, I fell into this fun little trap called rewatching all of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, you and my wife. They're nice.
We did it, gang. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I did.
They have a, how do you say, Adam's apple? I'm not very good at it. It's something he's already done.
I may not have finished The Sopranos, but I did listen to The Sopranos theme song on my way to work this morning and just kind of pretended I was Tony Soprano.
They get you fired up.
It does. Yeah,
I'm gonna try that Borat response, Kyle. Women's have Adam's apple? Nope.
That's
harder than it sounds.
Yeah. Jeremy?
What?
You gotta do a turn.
But my attention is elsewhere.
We're gonna use the best take. Now you try to do Borat saying that the women have Adam's apples. Adam's apple.
Women have Adam's apples, yes.
Very nice, very nice.
I think Jeremy's was closer to like a Clouseau.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to...
Oh, wah, wah, wee, wah.
Oh, wah, wah, wee, wah. The women... Oh, wow, that sounded like a...
I make a smell.
Yeah. Is Borat your favorite character? I mean, like, there was Bruno, there was Ali G.
I remember watching Ali G as a kid.
Yeah, me too. I fucks with Bruno hard, dude. I love Bruno.
I don't think I saw Bruno. I think I'm only like, I was only like Ali G and Borat.
Well, on the show, that they would have like all three characters.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I mean, like,
you guys, real talk.
In the show.
Mm-hmm. We're here in American Hottest City, Miami. Big deal. Been here 5 years already. You have like all these
real talk. Ali G. I watched Ali G like super high in my 20s and had like it was a moment of clarity. It was the Bruno character, and he was like had gotten somehow like behind the, it was like an E-channel type thing, but I think it was in London or whatever though, and he was talking to the direct, like they thought he was like the host of the show, and he told these two guys that were like fashion critiques, he's like, okay, we're gonna do this segment and I want you to say you like it and you to say you don't like it and just go from there, and they filmed it, and then he goes, now I want you to not like it and I want you to like it. And they just both went with it. And it was, for whatever reason, the first time I realized how fake, like, it just, it hit me, like, how fucking fake everything on TV is.
I mean, yeah, I knew, like, so you don't think so.
In the more abstract sense, I knew TV was fake, but the fact that those aren't even, like, their real opinions at all. Was kind of a new idea.
It was fun watching him exploit the shit out of people. It's fantastic television.
How much responsibility do you think Borat and has, like, could you think you could track any part of the culture war, like, being so bad to Borat exposing Texans?
I mean, it didn't hurt anything. But, I mean, it didn't help anything, I guess, is the better way to put it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's, like, Agent Zero.
No, I mean, just I don't know. I think it added to it.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
But I mean, it does. It predates Trump by quite a bit, but still. I mean, and not in the way that like Trump existed in the world, but pre-president.
I had like in my basement. I have a bathroom. I was taking a shit, and I left my phone upstairs. There's an old Sports Illustrated, and I started reading it today. It was from like 1981 or two. And I was talking about the USFL and how Trump was an owner, and he just wanted to take his team and instead of folding the lead, just buy into the NFL. And I was just like, "Fuck this guy!" He was like, "Fuck him! I wish he would have. I wish he would have just went and been an NFL owner."
He's been scheming on the country for over 40 years.
He's the world's greatest con man. I mean, he made his mark in history. He did everything he wanted to. Just fucking go away now, please.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy that he's had such a ill effect on things, and it's like one of those movies where you're like, it was there the whole time. He was in the background the entire time. Trump is like the one cell of film that has a dick in it in Fight Club. He's been just in the background waiting to be a real nuisance for 4 decades.
That movie, The Usual Suspect. God damn it, I should have knew it all along.
Yeah, he's the Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, it's just all fucking nuts. Love the ones you're with right now, and just strap up for November, because after November, it's going to get real weird. It's going to get real weird.
Yeah.
I kind of really am considering getting a gun.
If I could afford one, I'd get one. I don't got any fucking money.
Well, if you invest in a gun, then you can rob people, and you can pay off the gun. It'll definitely be worth it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Have you ever robbed anybody before? It's fun.
I haven't.
Just give me your money. Give me your money. I can go to gas stations. Banks are fun to rob too, because they just will let you take the money.
I drive the getaway car
10 years ago because I can't go on camera because they'll be like, "Oh, and it was either Danny DeVito or Kyle Hahnhorst." I'm busted.
Yeah, that's exactly what you just go, "Give me your money," and then they put their money in your bag, and you go, "Thanks, I like."
Very nice.
And then you run away.
I pull out my dick and I run out of the bank.
You're my boyfriend now, yes.
Thank you. I like money.
I've never robbed anybody at a gas station either. But I would.
Why? There's no money in gas stations. Unless
I've heard rumors of some young boys in the South in the 90s doing what they called pull a woohoo. Which is where you go into the store, you pick up a case of beer and act like you're going to the counter, and then you go, "Woohoo!" and you run out of the store as fast as you can.
That's not just a Southern thing. I can say that we've done that numerous times. Yeah. You just walk out. You walk out and you go two cars and you have, you know, you and your buddies go up and get cigarettes and buy lottery tickets or whatever, and just keep the clerk, and then your other friends come in, and they take the beer, and they get off and go, and then you act like you don't know them. And that's how you steal beer when you're underage.
Well.
You don't say woohoo. Or you just go to the grocery store and just walk out of the grocery store with it.
Man, I've done that at Walmart a few times.
Yeah, you can do that with TVs there, too.
Yep. If you want, you can go as far as putting a faker seat on top of it and just walk waltzing on through.
Damn, that's a good one, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is that...
What other grimy
tips do we have for the audience?
I don't know. What other schemes are there? Come on, Jeremy.
If you want something and it's small enough, you can just put it in your pocket and leave.
Fuck, I never thought of that.
That's a scheme that not a lot of people think about.
Are you telling just Candy Pockets scheme. On horse? What was that, Jer?
I participated in that scheme before. That's how I used to get my cigarettes until I was like 18.
Yeah, back in the day when they would just fill like a weird like display full of like loose cigarette packs in gas stations and shit back then.
Yeah,
like super easy to steal.
I don't remember that. I don't know if I was too young, but we're all about the same age. I don't know why I don't remember that. I always feel like cigarettes were always behind the counter.
I'm going to be 40 soon.
Grocery stores had cigarettes out, like, by the registers, too.
Yeah, by, like, customer service. I do remember that.
Yeah.
There was a time they would just have them on, like, the aisle near, like, where the pharmacy stuff was at. Like, closest to like where the pharmacy person was, but like on end caps and shit.
Yeah.
I watched Lovecraft Country the first two episodes. It's very good. It's hard to explain, but I think it's the 1930s, maybe 50s, but it's like, no, I'm wrong altogether. It's got to be like the 60s, like the civil rights era, but it's this black guy comes back from the Korean War and shit like that. And he's got to go find his dad, but it's like all this Lovecraft, like they're running into all these weird demons and secret societies and shit like that. But it's like also like the backdrop of like traveling the country when you're black in the 50s or 60s. It's pretty wild. There's one really like the one scene that's like really intense is they get pulled over by this white cop and it's like 8 minutes till sundown, and it's one of those sundown towns where if black people are out, you know, in the county when the sun goes down, the cops can pretty much just lynch them, and they get pulled over and he's like, I'll let you go as long as you can get out of town by sundown. And like the sun sets like 8 minutes later, but he's like, it takes 9 minutes to get to the county line. And they can't speed, or he's going to pull them over. It's like a really intense scene where this cop's like following them, and they got to do the speed limit, but they got a time limit on how like getting out of there. And then there's a train coming, and this is like 8 layers of fucking like things where there's a countdown, you know? And then it's like the resolution of it's fucking crazy as shit.
That sounds interesting. What's it on? Is it on Netflix or Hulu?
HBO Max.
HBO Max, nice.
Yeah. It's a fucking wild, and it's like all the different shit from like Lovecraft books and stuff, these different monsters and all kinds of stuff. Like the opening scene is like this crazy dream sequence, and like Jackie Robinson beats the shit out of Cthulhu with a baseball bat. Like that's just like the cold open. It's like this weird nightmare that the main character's having and stuff like that.
Interesting. I may check it out.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Probably won't watch it, but sounds good. Well, I always be like, I'll watch that, and then I just never do.
Yeah. It's HBO Max is doing, like, they don't do like the Netflix thing where they just drop a whole season of a thing at once. They do like one a week, which is really hard to deal with in 2020. Haven't had to watch TV like that for a long time.
Keeps you wanting more. Yeah, I don't know. Life sucks right now. Maybe I will watch it.
Yeah, it's an escape.
How close are you guys to getting out to doing comedy again? Anything?
Nope.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
Nope. No?
I've been missing people, but numbers are too fucking sporadic for me to want to do anything. It's like, plus I'm back working retail. I already got to deal with fucking dirty ass people, you know? So I don't know. It's, it's definitely something that I've been like just rethinking, not altogether, but just like, okay, you're going to have to be okay with not doing this much longer than you thought. And I'm like, well, honestly, if it means I'm not going to get fucking sick again, like, that's probably worth it.
Again?
Yeah. That's what I had. I had like in February when I was sick. I was down for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And it was mild, but like, I'm not risking shit.
Like, I'm thinking about going down to the Funny Stop. Or, I don't know, Hilarities or something. See what I can get booked on. I don't know anymore, because it's like, it's not going away anytime soon. And I don't know. I'm out.
It's gotta go away in November real quick.
I'm out constantly for work and stuff anyway, so it's like, well, I don't know if I feel like a couple more hours to do something I enjoy more than work. It's probably worth it.
I just don't want to deal with the anxiety.
That's the worst part. Actually, when you're out, you're like, yeah. But it's the leading up to it.
Leading up to it, and then like the 2 weeks after, basically, of like, okay, like.
The timer starts now.
Yeah, basically being like, all right, like, because every day is basically like that, like going in and out of places and everything. But when like you do one big thing that like you're anxious about, and then you do it and like you have a good time, but then like it's over and it's like, oh, wow, now I just have a good amount of time to think about that risk I just took. And like, personally, I can't do it.
You also just described anal. No, I don't know. I'm actually more anxious anymore about getting into a fight over masks than I am the actual disease at this point. See, just I don't know. Whenever I go somewhere and I see someone not wearing one, I give them a look. And then sometimes I go places and I get a look because I'm the only one wearing a mask. And I don't know what to make of any of it.
Yeah, it's just it's nuts. Just wear the fucking mask, and more people are wearing them than not, from what I've noticed. But I've been in the city a lot too.
Yeah, it seems like it's gotten better, and honestly. Which makes all of everything going on in the world kind of weird. Like, for the most part, in general, like, these Trump folks that get so upset about masks are generally, like, country folks. Like, they're not, I don't see a lot of them where I go. Like, in, you know, I mean, there's a lot of suburban Trump people, too, but I don't, you don't see it as much. But I would imagine most of the, like, anti-maskers are in, like, small towns where there's not as many people anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my buddy drives all over the state. He's like, you go down in southern Ohio, you walk in the gas station wearing a mask. They're like, what are you, gay? You know, just shaming them.
Yeah. Fucking rural people are just – it's so ridiculous. None of the shit that goes on in cities has any, they have, it's none of their business really. And yet they want so much control over it. They're all fucking worried about looting and rioting. Yeah, well, nobody's gonna fucking loot or riot in Chillicothe, Ohio. Like, fucking settle down, fuckface.
Yeah.
Why not? Fuck it. Let's just attack
Chillicothe. Well, I mean, honestly, because they all have guns. That's, that's like the balance that we've understood for decades. I don't know why they're bringing all their guns into the city now. Fucking dickheads. It's like we were fine just letting them sit out there and be American History X cosplayers by themselves, but they got to fucking drive into the cities now with their fucking bullshit.
Oh, those people are in the city too. I mean, but it's just they're less.
They're less, like, in the city, like the suburbs where some of my routes are. Like, I see, like, there's this one cul-de-sac in the front of, like, people across the street from other. One of them has a big Trump sign and one of them has a big Biden sign, or they're both big giant ass flags at, like, tarps on the front of their garages. And I've seen them, like, just out hanging out, you know. They just they got their signs and that's enough for them. They're not, like, fist fighting in the middle of a cul-de-sac. But if you go out to, like, outside of the city or suburbs, it's, they'll fucking, they're violent about it.
Yeah, they don't much care for the liberals, the libocrats or whatever. I don't fucking know. Yeah. I'm tired of it all.
You're fucking American ISIS.
Drop the fucking ISIS. Nuke.
Yeah.
Let's do it, bro. We're going to do it. Let's do it.
The Cold War. This Cold Civil War.
Ugh, it sucks. It sucks. If you're out working, I'd suggest trying to find some way to get out and enjoy being out for a little bit, because it goes a long way for the old mental health, let me tell you. Yeah. Whether it's like going to like a park or something safe.
Went to a sushi bar the other day.
Yeah.
It's actually like a ramen place, but they have sushi and shit. down the street. We go there a lot.
We just keep going to the drive-in.
The Cadillac liberals headed out to the sushi bar. Yeah, have you been back to the drive-in?
No, we saw Spaceballs, and we meant to go, and we were going to try and go see Clerks, but that fell through. But I think we want to try to plan something. I think they're doing a double feature with the new Bill and Ted that I wanna see.
I do want to see the new Bill and Ted.
You're doing.
I wonder if they have like a CGI George Carlin or something in there.
They're doing a double feature of the new Bill and Ted and The Matrix.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're showing all of Keanu Reeves' range in one night.
Ooh, and next week they're doing a double feature of new Bill and Ted and Weird Science.
I swear for a second I thought you were going to say The Devil's Advocate. I'm a fan of man. What does Al Pacino call God in that? He's an absentee landlord. Yes, Jeremy.
But no, I was just doing the wrap it up motion.
Shut the fuck up. The main event's almost on.
Enough.
Say the thing. Is there any new Sad Boy stuff you want to... Say that again?
It will be done soon. Be patient.
All right.
It will be done soon. Stay patient.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this week.
Yep.
Instead of the usual sign off, RIP Chadwick.
RIP Chadwick.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.